Today we're going to be talking about the issue of whether a younger sibling is allowed to get married before an older sibling. Is there any such issue? Is there any such problem? Sometimes when guys are dating, they're concerned. They have an older brother, an older sister. Can they or can they not begin dating or think about getting married before their older sibling? So the source for any such concern, well, there are two potential sources for any such concern, both from the Chumash. One source is from Lavan. Tosos Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Nun Beis Amud Alef Dibur Maschu VeHilchasa says that Rabbeinu Tam, in a shaila that he was asked, held that if a person says to a man, Bitcha Mekudeshesli, I want to be Mekadesh, your daughter, and he doesn't identify which daughter it is, Rabbeinu Tam held that you can assume as a vadai that he means the younger daughter, because he quotes the passage from Lavan, Lo Yasa Kein B'Mekomeinu Laseis HaTzi'ira Lifnei HaBechira. It is not proper Derech Eretz. We don't do that in this place to give the younger girl before the older girl. So based on that, Rabbeinu Tam was willing to paskin la halacha that the Kiddushin is valid with the younger sister and not with the older sister. Tosfos then goes on to say that others argue in Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam ultimately changed his mind as far as Kiddushin is concerned, as far as whether the Kiddushin is good, but not as far as whether this is a proper practice. It seems that Rabbeinu Tam still accepted. However, there are Achronim, in Rishonim, really, the Ma'ariv Mintz, as quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer in Chel Chav Beis Simon and Beis, where he says, no, what are you going to learn from Lavan? Lavan was a Rasha. We don't learn halachos from things that Lavan said. Tzarech Iyun on Sheva Brachos, because that's also a Lavan thing, but he says it can't be. So we generally assume, apparently, that Rabbeinu Tam was willing to learn from what Lavan had said. The other source for this issue is the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chaf that talks about the Benos Tzlavchad. The Gemara explains that the order of Benos Tzlavchad, the way they're listed, their names are listed in the Torah, is altered. It's different in two different places. And the Gemara says that the yeshiva, when it comes to yeshiva shel Torah, like by Beis Din and other types of setups, we go in the order of Chachma. The wisest goes first, and you go in order of Chachma all the way down. But when it comes to b'misiba, the Gemara says, which Rashbam explains means parties and nisuin and how to seat people in a mishta of some sort. So then we go in age order. You start with the oldest, go to the youngest. The Rashbam over there on that Gemara, Dibur Maschu La'alan, says that we assume that the order of the pasuk that teaches about the Benos Tzlavchad getting married must be in age order because Lo Yeyasa Kein B'Mekomeinu Laseis HaTzi'ira Lifnei HaBechira. Rashbam quotes that same source from Lavan and says that's the assumption of the whole story with Benos Tzlavchad, that the daughters are get married in age order because that's what you're supposed to do. Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Resh Mem Dalid Sif Yud Ches quotes La Halacha that B'Mesiba Holchim Achar HaZikna, we follow age order when it comes to parties. Pashup Shat means when it comes to sitting people at a party, who's going to get the most chash of a seat. But the Shach over there points out, based on the Bach, that it also refers to two siblings who want to get married, that the older one should get married before the younger one. How important of an inyan is this? Is this a requirement? Is this a halacha? Is it just a hanhaga tova? So it's not abundantly clear that this is a halachic requirement at all. However, in Igros Sofrin, they have a letter from the Chassam Sofer in Simon Chavtes, where the Chassam Sofer wrote to one of his mechutanim an unbelievably challenging request. You know, sometimes mechutanim have a difficult time getting along. Every request is like, it's like the end of the world. The Chassam Sofer, can you imagine a mechutan getting this letter? The Chassam Sofer sends to his potential mechutan. His daughter had become a kala, and he sends to the mechutan, do me a favor, I would like to postpone the wedding just by 2 years. 2 years. Why do I want to postpone the wedding by 2 years? I have another son who's older than this young lady, the Ksav Sofer, the one who grew up to become the Ksav Sofer. I'd like to get him married off before I marry off his younger sister, and it shouldn't take more than 2 years to figure that out, so we'll take care of the Ksav Sofer before I marry off the young lady, before the daughter gets married. And he says he has two reasons for this. First of all, he says it's difficult to go against a minhag that precedes Matan Torah. This is a very, very old minhag. It's interesting, though, he calls it a minhag. He does not call it a halacha. He does not call it a din. He calls it a minhag. In fact, in Chalkas Yaakov, Ebenezer Simonai and Vav, he proves that it's only a minhag, because the Gemara in Kiddushin assumes that if a man is giving over one of his daughters for kiddushin, and he doesn't specify which daughter, and he has one daughter that's a bogeres, that's already older, and one daughter that's a ketana or a nara, that he actually has control over. And the bogeres had made him a shaliach to authorize him to give her over for kiddushin. And we don't know which, so it could be either one, but we don't know which one he means. The Gemara says he must mean the ketana. Because lo shavik inish midi deramya alei, a person would not leave aside something that's actually his responsibility, which is the katana, and instead give over the bogeris, who's not really his responsibility, she's her own person. Says the Chalkas Yaakov, why doesn't the Gemara say the opposite? The Gemara should say, lo shavik inish hetera va'avidi sura. A person wouldn't leave aside something that's mutter and do something that's usher. If it were usher to give the younger one before the older one, then that should be the chazaka, that of course he means the older one. But the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes he means the younger one. Says the Chalkas Yaakov, you see from there, this is not a din. This is a hanhaga tova and nothing more. But anyway, the second reason the Chassam Sofer gave is he writes that Rav Nassan Adler, his Heilige Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer talks about Rav Nassan Adler every Rebbe should be so lucky to have Talmidim to be deserving of having Talmidim speak about him the way Rav Nassan Adler talks about his Rebbe. Rav Nassan Adler had told him that he had violated this once, and the Chassam Sofer cryptically writes, V'nichshal. It didn't work out. Unclear what didn't work out. I'm sure the historians can figure that out, exactly what Rav Nassan Adler was referring to, but it was a problem. So what is the nature of this din, this minhag? Where does it come from? You know, what's the basis of it? Why? Why yes, why no? And are there nafkaminas and are there exceptions? So there are three possible explanations of this din. Explanation number one is simply a din in kavod, that one is supposed to respect, honor their older sibling, and therefore, as a way of showing honor, you allow them to get married first. In fact, in Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein, Chelek Tesim and Reish Mem Beis, he understands that it's a davar pashut, that it's a din of kavod achi agadol. It's kavod for the oldest sibling, which itself is an extension of the mitzvah of kibur av ve'eim, and that's what he assumes automatically the din is based on. In Marsham, Chelek Gimel, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, he says, no, don't use the word din. It's derech eretz, it's kavod, but it's a midas derech eretz. It's not a din, it's a right thing to do, to show the respect. And he proves this from the Tosfos in Kiddushin, that if you identified the younger sister as the one that you are being mekadesh, you would be allowed to marry her, because she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. If you guarantee that that's the one you're marrying, that was the promise, you stick with that. And that overpowers lo yasu kein b'mekomeinu, that overpowers the lavan. In fact, in Chubas HaParkasta Da'anya, Chelek Beis, or Chaim Simon Lamed Vav, he adds that clearly Yaakov didn't hold this way, meaning Yaakov had no problem marrying Rachel before Leah. So as much as Lavan may have said, Yaakov apparently disagreed. And he says, Ein lemeidin min agados, you can't say that it's a din, it's nothing more than a nice kavod to show to an older sibling. It's clear from the Benos Slavchad episode that it's not only about a father's obligation of marrying off his children, that it's about the children's obligation, because there was no father in that case. Rav Menashe Klein just points out, it still might be a din of kavod, of kibarav, even though there's no father, because there was a mother. The Gemara in Babas is very clear that Slavchad's wife was still around, because the whole Benos Slavchad, they came with a taina, why doesn't our mother have to do yibum if girls don't count? Then our mother should have a requirement of yibum. So apparently there was a mother. She was still in the picture. Anyway, the second way of understanding the isser is that, or this issue, is that it's an isser of busha and sar. Not a derech eretz and a kavod, but it's embarrassing to the older sibling that the younger one is going to get married first. So Satmar Rebbe is quoted in the Sefer Berach Moshe, Parshas Mishpatim Oz Vav, that the whole thing is about embarrassing Leah. That was why Rachel could not be given over before Leah. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva on the topic, says explicitly that is not true, that one should not worry about embarrassing an older sibling. If you found the right person and you're ready to get married and you have a mitzvah pura revuta to do and you want to live your life like a normal person, the fact that someone might get embarrassed because you're living your life the way you want to live the way you're supposed to be living your life, that's not called an isra of being mevayish someone or being mitzayir someone. For example, if your neighbor is unemployed and you get a job, it's not an usher to take that job. You're allowed to take that. You're just doing a normal thing. it may be embarrassing that you know that you have a job and he doesn't, and you maybe not rub it in his face and try to be sensitive about it. So that yes, but it is not an isser of embarrassment. The third possible reason for this is that in general in halacha we always have dine kedima. Right, the sugya Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Ches talks about what happens if you finish Shachris and it's time for Musaf now, but it's already the Zman of Mincha Gedola. So what do you do first? Do you daven Mincha first? Do you daven Musaf first? Right, the sugya is in the end of Pesachim. You have Kiddush and Avdallah. What do you do first? You do this one first, you do that. Every night, Sfiras HaOmer, Maariv. What do you do first? So what's the rule? When you have two mitzvahs in front of you, what do you do first? Tadir Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So you have rules of Kedima. So over here, it's not a tadir b'sheinu tadir, but there's got to be some rule of kedima. You have two children to marry off. Which one should you concentrate on first? So you do the older one before the younger one. It's a regular din in kedima. And that is the shita of Rav Moshe, and it was Moshe of Nezer Chil Beisim and Aleph, in Rav Asher Weissman, Chasasher Chil Beisim and Ayin Dalid, and the Aparkasta Da'anya Chil Gimel of Nezer, Simin Reish Samach Vav. They all say that it's a din in kedima. Like all other mitzvahs, and that is a huge nafkamina lahalacha, because if it's a din in kedima, that it only applies when both are ready to happen. Meaning, you have two children, both found their spouse, who they want to marry, and they're both ready. They're both ready to get married. So then, dine kedima would say, okay, let the older one get married before the younger one. But if one of them is not ready yet, so there's no din kedima, meaning I don't say that, I better not daven musaf till after I daven mincha, even though it's 11 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos morning and it's not even time for mincha yet. We don't say, no, tadi b'sheinu tadi, I better daven mincha first. It's not time for mincha yet. You deal with what you have right in front of you right now. So when the younger sibling is ready to get married, the older one's not. It's not time for the older one yet. So the younger one gets married. That is the shita of Rav Moshe, Rav Asher Weiss, and the Aparkasta Da'anya. So that is one exception to this rule according to those shitas. Now again, if you hold it's a din of kavod or busha or things like that, then that exception would not be true. But that is the shita of these poskim. Another potential exception is what if the older sibling is mochel? In the Tshuva Sabnei Chefetz, Simon Chafei, he says that mechila works. So if it's about kavod or kedima, it would certainly work. If it's about busha, probably also would work. It would make sense that mechila would work. The only thing is you have to be cautious to make sure that the mechila is in fact sincere. The Panovich Rav once asked the Satmar Rebbe why we paskin like Lavan against Yaakov, and the Satmar Rebbe said that mechila works and Leah gave mechila, so that's what Yaakov was thinking. But Lavan said, lo yasa kein bimakomenu, referring to, when he says kein, referring to kein benos slav chadovros, that in our place, the girls do not tell the truth, because I am Lavan, I am their father, we lie over here. So when someone says that they're mochel, do not trust them. That's what Lavan was saying. But Yaakov and Lavan both agreed you're not supposed to marry the younger before the older, and they both agreed mechila works. It was just a question about the sincerity of the mechila. Another potential exception is bitul pru urvu. In Shuvas Marash Engel, Chelik Vav Simukov Beis, he says not to be mevatel pru urvu over this issue. And for that reason, when you're dealing with boys as opposed to girls, the case in both cases that we learned from, Benos Slavchad and Rachel Leir, were both two sisters. What about with boys? So boys have a mitzvah of puruvu. The men have a mitzvah of puruvu. So the shach sounds like this relates to boys as well. But in the Chuvas Mishnah Alachas, Chelik Tes, Sim Reish Mem Beis, he says the whole thing doesn't relate to boys because the whole thing is about kibud av aim. If you hold the whole din is based on kibud av aim, what if you have a parent that tells you, I don't want you to do the mitzvah of puruvu? You know what you say? You're not allowed to tell me not to do a mitzvah. You don't have to say that, but that you can think that, because they're not. They're not allowed to tell you not to do a mitzvah. So if the whole din is a din of kavod, kavod doesn't beat out a mitzvah. So that's how Rav Menashe Klein writes. Rav Moshe says, anyway, the whole thing doesn't apply if the older brother's not ready, but for certainly not when there's bitul puruvu. What if it's one son and one daughter? So the Kleisenberger in Divrei Yitziv, Ebenezer Simates, says that if the older one is a son and he wants to stay in learning, that's perfectly fine. And certainly a younger son before an older sister, he says that's for sure fine, because the younger the son has puruvu and also is more likely to have Hirhurin. Chalkas Yaakov disagrees, says don't marry off the younger brother before the older sister if you can help it. What about twins? If you have two brothers or two sisters, they're twins, so they're, one of them is 6 minutes older than the other. So do you have to be makbid to marry off the 6 minute older one than the other? So in Tcheles Mordechai, which is Marsham Sefer on the Chumash, in Parshas Vayetze, he quotes from the Chidah B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim that Rachel and Leah were twins. He says, Rashi in Bereishis, Perichafei Pasachavav, says that the last one born is the first one conceived. And that's why Yaakov was a Bechor. Yaakov was able to take the Bechor because he was the first one conceived, even though he was the last one out. So Yaakov Lishitaso, says the Marsham, held that Rachel was the Bechorah, because she may have been the last one out, but she was the first one conceived. Lovin says, no, Lo Yasakein B'Mekomenu. In our Makom, we go with birth. We don't go with conception. So that was the whole machlokas, Yaakov and Lovin. But one could argue really depends on what the issue is. If it's a din in kavarachi agadol, so that applies to twins as well. If it's a din in embarrassing the person, it's not embarrassing if the 6 minute younger sibling gets married before. No one even knows who's older and who's younger. And certainly if it's a din like Ramesh said of DNA Kadima, so yeah, if they're both ready at the same time, you would go with the older one, but if they're not, then you wouldn't. And final issue, what about not getting married first, but getting engaged first, or having erusin first? So misvara, regardless of which reason, it should apply to erusin as well. However, Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher Chelek Beis Siminayin Dalet Os Dalet points out that if you look at the Chassam Sofer's letter, it seems that this only applies to nisuin. Why? The girl was already engaged, and he was still trying to push off the wedding for 2 years. Why did he let her get engaged before the Ksav Sof was engaged? Apparently, he held that it only applies to Nisuin, and Divrei Yitziv also says that it's Pashut, that Lishadech is Mutter. It's only also to actually get married. Divrei Yitziv in Avnezer Simates also says that from Shulchan Aruch it sounds that it's specifically about Nisuin when two people have to get married, but not at all about Shiduchin. Also, Bishas Havchak, that's the final exception, the Divrei Yitziv says that when the younger sister found a Talmud Chacham, and it's difficult in our day and age to find a Chassan who's a Talmud Chacham and who's normal and is good and everything else, so the Zechus Ha'av of Ani HaMahapich B'Charara, that he finally found someone who's right for his daughter, that would win out over the Zechus of the B'char. What you find, generally speaking, that Poskim write, in most of these circumstances, they're Mekel. They allow the younger child to get married before the older child, for whichever reason. Meaning there are all these different ways of saying it, but most of the time, you know, we know that there is a principle that we try, and people are generally guided by this principle that they look for shiduchim for their older kids before their younger kids. But, you know, if life has it, you certainly don't want to have a point where, you know, because the older sister hasn't gotten married yet, and she's 29, and the younger sister's 27, and the third sister's 25, so you're not going to be looking for shiduchim for the 25-year-old and the 27-year-old till the 29-year-old gets. It can be very, very tricky. So most of the poskim in these kinds of circumstances would be makel to allow the younger one to get married before the older one. I got to change that.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.